Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a longtime Brain Thrust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, and how winners and pivot from setback to success. And he's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Welcome. Again.
Happy to be with you.
Yeah. One of the things you wrote about recently is this topic that's fascinating me, and I've been talking about it a fair amount on the show. But one of the reasons I've been doing it is because I'm trying to make sure small business owners realize that what happened to Sony could happen to them. The implication will be different. The impact will be different. The damage will be different. The expense will be different, but it still could happen to them down market. So, Sony, review with us what happened to Sony.
Sure, they were the victim of a what you might call a world class hacking attack.
Yep.
And I mean, it, you know, so we all got caught up in the drama over this movie. Which apparently ended up not being a very good movie, but it raised this whole question of free speech. Should hackers be able to decide what movies get shown and don't? But this hack was really damaging to Sony. I mean, without a doubt, it cost them millions of dollars. Completely disrupted their internal operations.
Could we say that another way, Rick? Could we say their failure to encrypt important areas and provide even minimal security caused them to have this problem?
I don't think so.
We're always being hacked. I mean, the hackers are out there all the time.
Yeah, I think this is actually one of the most important takeaways is Sony did have some level of security. Most big companies have some level of security, and I think that's the point. Just because you think you have some encryption in place or some level of security, companies think they're protected, and what we have seen tons of evidence in 2014 that you're not. I mean, hackers find ways in, and it's sort of, you can have a lot of security, and it's a single point of failure problem. If there's just some way, usually it's through one employee or one customer, they get a way in, you don't know they're in your network until it can be weeks or months later, and then the damage is done. And I'll tell you what, this is just a takeaway for your listeners. What cybersecurity experts say is you have to forget the idea that you can't keep them out. What you have to accept is the fact that they can get in.
That's right.
And sort of have layered security so that, you know, once hackers are in your network, if they go after you, you can catch them quickly, you can minimize the damage, and you're very flexible. That's what the experts are saying. I think you're right.
That's exactly right. Even the people who sell the security stuff are saying, we can't keep them out.
That's exactly right.
But you got to have things backed up. You got to have things encrypted, which is easier and easier to do for small businesses. But what I'm hearing is happening, and this is the point that the reason I wanted to bring up the Sony issue for small businesses, there is called hostage where they're taking your stuff hostage, they don't call it hostage. There's another term that they use, but they take basically is that you all of a sudden you get a notice that hey, we have your stuff. And we're gonna shut it down or destroy it or whatever in 24 hours if you don't send us $3,000 or whatever.
Yeah, or they will just lock up your computer.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, just a couple of friends.
And they come, but they come in through your website through an open door on your server.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of basic tips that I've picked up from some of these experts. First of all, you have to be careful what you allow on your Wi-Fi network.
Right.
You know, this is important because we're going to hear all year long about the Internet of Things, the smart home, the smart car. Everything is going to be operated by the Internet. Well, here's the catch: when you do that, you're connecting more and more devices through your Wi-Fi network, And that is where the vulnerability is. So if you're now putting light switches on your internet so you can control them from your smartphone and so on, you just have to be extremely careful. And then you've said the other important thing, which is you have to have lots of backup.
Yeah. That's exactly right. But you also need to have but just because we allegedly can't keep them out doesn't mean you don't need to do everything you can do to keep them out, because Rick, they will see, if they see some obstacle, they will go around you and go to somebody who has less obstacles.
Well, right. It's like getting burgled in the suburb. You know,
right.
You want your house to be the least vulnerable house, so make somebody else the target.
That's just like when a bear's chasing us. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you, right?
Right. That's right.
Hey, Rick, hold on to that thought. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Finance.yahoo.com is his website. 20 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.